Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directories have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, for today's topic, I want to learn more about cool sculpting, which is a non-invasive and non-surgical body sculpting procedure that seems to be gaining a lot of popularity. And since I know very little about cool sculpting, I've been wanting to learn and have been noticing more and more naturopaths are actually offering the procedure. I decided it was a really good time for me to learn, and you guys can learn along with me. So today, to give you the 101 on cool sculpting, is Rhonda Nelson, who is an accomplished master herbalist who holds a PhD in holistic nutrition, as well as being educated in naturopathic medicine and a whole host of other integrative and natural modalities. Everything from cranial sacral to visceral manipulation, just to name a few, as well as having expertise and being a dynamic speaker and educator in the fields of functional blood chemistry, digestion, and endocrinology. So welcome to the show, Rhonda.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be on the show with you today.
Yeah, I know your background is so well-rounded, and you know, you're also the founder of Seattle Aesthetics, a thriving clinic focused on helping women and men feel more confident in their and in their clothes and in their lives by offering cool sculpting as a safe and a non-invasive aesthetic procedure. So I thought you'd be the perfect one and the point of view for our audience to talk about a procedure like cool sculpting.
Yeah, I really love this technology and the whole procedure because it was exactly that. Like, it was non-invasive. And for me, that was absolutely a foundational, critical, like, that was a deal breaker. Anything that was invasive was a deal breaker for me because I wanted to respect and honor the body. I didn't want to go and, you know, do anything that was going to cause harm.
Yeah.
And I found that the whole technology behind cool sculpting just fit that perfectly.
Well, and I know that, you know, you're very motivated, you know, when you're with clients and just with your background, to treat like the whole person and have it a whole inside out, especially when it comes to like health and beauty, I would assume as well. No matter what you're doing in all those categories, if there's still those nasty areas, you know, that's a hard thing to run away from, and I'm glad there's an alternative that seems really safe these days. So what motivated you to offer the procedure in your practice?
That's a great, really good question. I actually kind of fell into it, and it was because I was trying to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. And this was a problem that I was seeing really commonly in my the patients that came to me that were menopausal women. And what I kept hearing over and over and over again was that they have this lower belly pooch. We call it the pooch.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
No.
And they just said, comes on in menopause and I can't make it go away. Diet and exercise don't work. And I kept thinking, okay, I understand why it's happening. And it's a feature that happens in menopause where women don't have strong enough backup hormone production system, which is really the adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm.
And when they lag a little bit as we move into menopause, and I am menopausal, I'm 57, and when we move into menopause, if those adrenal glands aren't capable of producing the hormones that she needs throughout the rest of her life, because women still need estrogen, just E1, and they still need testosterone. They still need those little bits of hormones, but the adrenal glands are going to make that up. If the body senses that those adrenal glands aren't going to be able to come to the party and do that job, then it will put on extra fat over the reproductive area, that lower belly area, as like a built-in backup hormone replacement therapy.
Well, it's very nice of our bodies.
Right? And the thing is, exactly, like, the worst part is...
Thank you, but just like everything else, thank you for the lesson, but I don't need it.
I know. But I always say that those fat cells, sadly, this is kind of where cool sculpting enters the picture, that once those fat cells get put there, the body puts them on lockdown.
Yeah.
because they're necessary to fulfill our physiologic needs for hormone production throughout the rest of our female lives.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're on lockdown, which is why diet and exercise don't touch them, because the body like walls it off and says, oh no, these get the signal that says, do not destroy these at any, for any reason.
Yeah.
Because we need them. So,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think also, you know, your thoughts on this too, because feeling good about yourself from the inside out too, when sometimes there's just something nagging like that, and, you know, you don't want to, you know, admit to, not all of us want to admit to vanity, but if it's something that's pestering you, that is bringing you down and you can do something about it safely, you know, I say, you know, why not? And are you feeling that people that you work with are, you know, just their mood and everything and the way they approach life, even if it's something simple as being able to take away something that's been nagging them, can just really make a difference?
Well, it does, because for women, especially menopausal women, there's such an emotional change that happens during that part of their life.
Yeah.
You know, we go from being very outward focused to very inward focused. Like we start saying, hey, what about me?
Yeah.
It's my turn now. I get to have the body that I want, or I get to have the job that I want, or I get to travel like I want, or I'm going to redecorate my house, or I'm going to invest, or whatever mm-hmm. it is. But women start to make it about them, and I love that. Like, I think that's awesome. It's like that rite of passage during that menopausal period. So for them, for a lot of women, having that, you know, they may be really trim, working out, but there's this pesky spot that just won't go away, and it really affects their self-confidence. And that was why I got involved and started to look for, okay, if I can't get rid of it with diet and exercise, then there's something else that I can do that will help these women reduce that area. And of course it applies to, you know,
a little underarm and
women. Yeah. You got the little underarm. You get that. I call it the Gucci fat on your arm. It's like, it looks like chicken fat on your arm, upper arm. It's gross.
Well, I know.
Yeah. It's all over.
But personally for myself, I know that it's something that I beat myself up over, you know, because I was an athlete when I was growing up, and, you know, I exercise all the time. I do the diet. I, you know, even do the internal. It's like, okay, I'm going to positively affirm it away, and none of that works, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it don't work.
But it's just one of those things that you just beat yourself up on, or at least I do, and it's like, man, you know, it really would be, you know. I mean, that's something that I would, you know, I think I just might consider now that I know that it's safe and it's natural, because, like, heck, sometimes why not? So, you know, and there's no surgery involved, which I think is amazing. So when before we get into the procedure itself, we're going to take a quick break. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Rhonda.
Bastyr Center for Natural Health is the Northwest's largest natural health clinic. We are the teaching clinic of the world-renowned Bastyr University. As a leading authority in natural medicine, we offer many natural health care services, including naturopathic medicine, acupuncture, nutrition, counseling, and Ayurveda. At Bastyr Center for Natural Health, we treat the whole you. Get the care you deserve. Call 206-834-4100 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Bastyr Center.
You're looking for reliable natural care. The internationally recognized Tahoma Clinic and Dispensary may be just what you're looking for. Dr. Wright, the clinic's medical director, is a well-respected leader in the field of alternative medicine and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. The clinic emphasizes a science-based approach. Many of its treatment protocols are based on its knowledge base of over 40,000 published articles in its library. To find out more about Tahoma Clinic and its three locations, call 425-264-0059 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Tahoma.
During turbulent times or life transition, it is comforting to have guidance. Get in touch with your angels and guides. Liz MacDonald at Channeled Angel Readings is a spiritual channel. She can offer thorough, concise, and specific information to help you gain inner knowledge and self-awareness. Understand, reveal, and unblock your past issues, fears, and blockages. Call Liz at 206-367-5683 today to get your reading, or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, angel readings.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
My name is Dr. Jennifer Wyman Clemens with Integrative Health and Allergy in University Place. And you are listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. I'm here with Rhonda Nelson, founder of Seattle Aesthetics, talking about the importance of improving overall health and nutrition in order to create beauty from the inside out, which also can include colesculpting as a safe, non-invasive aesthetic procedure when all else fails, which is what we were just talking about. So let's go ahead and talk about the procedure itself. What is colesculpting and how does it work?
So it's a really remarkable how they even figured this out. So colesculpting's only been in the United States for roughly about 10 years. It's been in Europe, overseas, a little bit longer than that. But how they actually found it, there were two researchers that found that there were two studies they looked at. One of them was called popsicle paniculitis. And it was where it was one particularly hot summer on the East Coast, and children were mowing down popsicles. And this was many years ago, but they were the long, skinny popsicles that you put in your mouth, and the kids would suck on them, and they would, and they found that these kids started to develop little hollows in their cheeks, like they like had little dimples in the sides of their cheeks. And these parents were going to the doctor saying, "Hey, what's going on with my kid? Like, I've got this like hole. I got the hole in the cheek."
Oh my goodness!
And they didn't know what it was, and they just said, "Well, it's like, you know, the." Popsicle, they think that all these kids were eating popsicles. They just figured it was attributed it to the cold from the popsicles, and everybody went on their merry way. The second thing that they noticed, they found this study that was published from women who were horseback riding in the northern states during the wintertime. They were taking their horses out, and in order to get the, you know, the saddles were freezing cold, real cold, and they were throwing these cold saddles on the horses, and then the women were getting on, and they noticed that they had indentations in their upper thighs because they were on these cold saddles. And they said, well, the cold seems, the saddle maybe is rubbing, or they didn't really understand what it was. Well, then the researchers found these two studies and said, hey, we think there's something to do with cold and fat cells. So they started to look and work on the technology, which now we know as colesculpting. And they were the first inventors, and they actually patented the technology. So now we don't have to get on a cold saddle, and we don't have to eat popsicles, although the popsicle part might be nice. But anyway,
that's a great story.
We don't have to do that now. So how colesculpting works is it just basically freezes the fat cells in the treated area. So if we were talking about like the lower belly, the applicators, there's five different applicators, and they're different sizes and shapes, and that depends on, like, contour of the body. Like, you know, if you're doing the abdomen, it's a kind of a, it's a curved area, but it's a wider area, like hip to hip.
Yeah.
But if we were going to do a love handle, that's a different shape front to back. It's, a, you know, much sharper of a curve. So then there's an applicator for that, and there's one for the chin, and there's, you know, different ones.
Yeah.
So on the abdomen, what happens is the applicator is placed over that little bulge of fat, and it pulls the fat into a cup. The applicator looks like a cup that's shaped like the fatty area, and it pulls it in.
Like cupping
and it
almost?
Freezes it. Like, no. Well, yeah,
as far
no,
as how
like
it kind of
cupping,
pulls it in, or.
But yes, it would, it just is a very, very gentle vacuum. It doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes, and it just kind of, that fat, we always say, it just kind of jumps on in there. It just jumps into the applicator. And the treatment time is, for the most common treatment, 35 minutes.
Wow.
And it just gets super cold, and then it gets numb, and then you can't feel it. It takes about 10 minutes for it to get, you know, you notice it. You're like, oh, dang, this is, like, seriously cold. But it's not miserable or uncomfortable. And then after 10 minutes, you just do finish out the rest of the treatment, the 25 minutes of treatment, and then you take it off, and there's a two-minute massage, and I can go into more about that in a bit, but there's a two-minute massage, and then after the two-minute massage, we treat the next area and the next and the next and the next, and off we go. So it's just super, super easy.
Wow. Really wow. Easy. So what should people expect after the treatment? I mean, you know, once a treatment's been done and, you know, just use like one body part, like the abdomen as an example, what would people expect?
Yeah, good question. So after the treatment, the tissue's cold. Like if you, you know, once the applicator's taken off and you touch the area, it looks, it's red and it's cold. I mean, cold to the touch, to your fingers.
Yeah, like when you've been out on a really, really cold frost, you know, you're out in the frost.
Yeah, yeah, it's cold and it's hard. It's hard because we always say it's kind of like a cube of butter. Like it's just hard. So the massage will break that down. Now, on certain parts of the body, the massage can be a little bit more uncomfortable. But we always say if you've had a baby, you'll be fine. It's the people who've never had children. We just really see this. And men sometimes, they don't have that same pain tolerance. But it's, I mean, it's a, it can be uncomfortable. The abdomen for some women are like, oh, yeah, it's uncomfortable, but no big deal. And other women are just like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, seriously uncomfortable. But I have to say that's, like, the worst of the whole thing. And
yeah.
It's only 2 minutes.
Well, the discomfort as opposed to, anything that's really injected in the liposuction and that sort of thing, which is so much more, you know, invasive and takes a lot of time. And so there's no real, I mean, so as far as recovery time, it's just minor discomfort and irritation for a little bit.
The tissue gets swollen, which is a response we want to have happen. We want that inflammatory response to happen. The macrophages come screaming in to clean up all of those dead fat cells. And that cleanup job is done in about 2 to 3 days. Doesn't take very long.
So the body's actually doing the work.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's so cool about it. The body is what, you know, is in charge.
We're just, we're harvesting or utilizing the already the natural cleanup mechanism of the damaged fat cells. And one of the questions that we get asked often is, you know, well, how does it kill the fat cell? Well, what the researchers found out was that fat cells are much more sensitive to cold than skin or dermal cells are. So you can expose those fat cells to cold at a temperature that won't bother the skin. So it could be a sub-freezing temperature, but the skin and the vascular structures aren't affected because they're different tissue or cell types.
Yeah, and they can recover quickly.
Yeah. So, like, no one ever gets frostbite. But after the treatment and, thinking past the massage, the area will stay swollen for a couple of days. So we always say to women, if you think you're going to suck in your belly for the next 2 days, you would be thinking wrong because you are going to feel fat, sister, fat for a few days. It's just because the inflammation is there. But then after that, it goes numb. And it's kind of like being at the dentist when you had like your half your face is numb. And you know how when it starts to thaw,
so tingling.
You can feel it, but you can't feel it all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like it's numb, but it's not numb. It's that feeling.
Okay.
And that can last for a month or 6 weeks, but it just gets better, 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 better. It's not painful. But
it's just the body's just doing its work. It's a process. So the process, so even though the procedure, you know, takes a very little time, it's the body that's doing the process that is extended. And then when do people start seeing the results generally? Because it probably varies quite a bit, I'd imagine, as well.
It does vary. And we tell patients, look, you're just plan on 3 to 4 months before you see the results. But some people are what we call early responders, and they will start seeing results at about 6 weeks. The reason that it takes that much time is because the fat cells live like a real tight cluster of grapes. And with CoolSculpting, it freezes selected grapes within the cluster. It doesn't freeze all the grapes, because if it froze all the grapes, and this is where the technology piece comes in that is proprietary, but if it froze all the grapes, you would have a hole in your stomach. You would have a hole. We call it a shark bite. Like you would have like a big chunk of your tissue missing. So it's done in a way that's very even, and as those selected cells, it's about 20 to 25% of the treated area. That's the average.
Okay.
And then as those cells, the macrophages come in, clean them up, you now have a hole in your cluster of grapes.
And then it just wants to clamp back together.
Exactly. It just takes time for those grapes to kind of, those fat cells to kind of congregate and assemble themselves in a way that's a more compressed structure, and that's why it just takes the time. So you can't be you can't be impatient with cold soaking. You do just have to wait.
Well, most everything that's natural and holistic, it's, you know, when you're letting the body run the show, it is a process and it takes more time than just taking a pill or going under the knife. And I think that's what appeals to a lot of it. Is it something, I know we want to be really careful to say this is not a diet thing. You know, this is, it's not a weight loss solution for somebody who just wants to, that's, you know, very overweight or something. This is really just for more designed more for people with target areas. Is that safe to say?
Right. So we try and do a great job of pre-screening people when they call. We get a lot of people that call and they'll say, you know, well, I need to lose about 80 pounds and I want to see, because I want to have cold sculpting done. We're like, well, we can help you get rid of the fat, but it's going to cost you a ton more money than just eating a few more veggies and maybe cutting out your Oreo cookie. So it's not designed for weight loss per se. It's just, we try and say if you're within 20 to 30 pounds of your ideal weight, that just means you're going to have like, for women, like inner thighs or saddlebags or love handles or bra fat in the back or that little bra pooch, you know, in the front.
Yeah, the beat yourself up areas. And if we can stop beating ourselves up and like the under the chin and just, you know, simple things that could go a long way if you're not irritated by them every day.
Right.
Life's too short.
If you're within that kind of, you know, tighter weight range, then cool sculpting's a great option. So it's just that those targeted areas, sometimes the area needs to get treated twice because it's there's too much volume.
Yeah.
So we often have people come in and they'll say, well, I want to just do on my stomach once. I want to make sure it works. And we go, and we will tell them, then we aren't going to do it for you. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because we know from our experience, this is all we do. We're the only clinic in the Seattle area, in Washington State, that is, we are just exclusive. I'm not sure. I think there is one in Bellevue, but in the Seattle area, we're the only exclusive cold sculpting clinic. So that's all we do from morning to night, every day, every day,
every day.
So we know it really well.
Yeah.
But what happens is if there's too much tissue, it needs to be treated twice.
Yeah.
In order to get that good reduction so that you're really happy when you put your pants on and you don't have anything flopping over the top.
Yeah.
But if someone says, well, I only want to do it once to see if it's going to work, we won't do it because one treatment is not going to get you the results. So therefore, I don't want you complaining that it didn't work when you didn't do what we asked you to do or what we recommended. So I'd rather refer them somewhere else and have them try it out on someone else than to have us do something and not know that we didn't do the right thing and we're not going to get good.
Well, that grape cluster was a good analogy too, because if the bag of grapes is just too big, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to notice if just someone's just taking a little handful out, you know.
Exactly.
So,
that's exactly right.
Okay. Well, boy, the time went by so fast, but we're going to have to go and take our last break here, but we'll be right back with some closing thought from Rhonda, so please stay tuned.
Life is a journey. Are you on the right path for you? Dr. Jody Burr can help you move forward and uncage yourself from negativity in the past. Dr. Berg is a naturopathic physician who focuses on treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. She provides individualized counseling and healing. Free yourself with loving and compassionate guidance. Call Dr. Berg at 425-258-2325 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search Berg.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hi, this is Emily Olson Harbick with Fair Start, and you are listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
So, Rhonda, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I would say that if you are looking for, if you've got those stubborn areas that aren't responding to diet and exercise, and you really know that your diet is good, you're you know, not binge eating the Twinkie Ding Dong diet in the closet at night. So you know your diet's good. You're not adding in all that sugary carbohydrate stuff, and you just can't get rid of the stubborn fats. I think that cold sculpting is an option that you should consider if those things are affecting your sense of well-being, confidence, you know, you don't feel really great in the clothes that you're wearing, CoolSculpting is an option. It's not right for everyone, but it is definitely an option. But I would not, with my background and what I'm passionate about, you know, really creating an internal environment that makes the external environment beautiful mm-hmm. and our skin radiant, glowing, like it, yep. diet and lifestyle, meditation, yep. you know, water, fresh air, sunshine, all of those things, you know, we're a whole person. You
exactly.
can't just say, I want to use CoolSculpting to make this go away, but then you continue to, you know, have 4 or 5 glasses of wine a night.
Like, yeah.
it's kind of the whole thing, right? You have to put the whole package together. So
yeah.
I think CoolSculpting is a great option for a lot of women.
Very, very, very well said, you know, and I have to just point the finger on me and saying, okay, I'm guilty of, you know, doing all the right things, and I let that little bulge bother the heck out of me every day. So.
Yeah. It's not worth it. Get rid of it, sister. Get rid of it.
Well, and your website, and how can people contact you?
Yeah, so you can find us online at seattleaesthetics.com. And so everyone knows how to spell Seattle, but aesthetics is AESTHETICS, aesthetics. So it's AES.com. And you can just click on, there's a contact us button, and we'd be happy to have you come in for an assessment. We don't charge for the assessment, but you just hop on in, and we'll take a look at the tissue, and we'll just tell you if it's the right kind of tissue, if the area, if there's too much volume or not enough volume. But we need to just be able to see you before we even can talk about price or whether it's going to work or anything like that.
Yeah, so you're happy to consult them. Well, you can also just keyword search CoolSculpting or Rhonda, that's R-O-N-D-A Nelson, at naturalchoice.net. And you'll find her contact information in the archives there as well. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rhonda. I'd love to have you back, too, to talk about some of the other wonderful modalities that you practice. So keep an ear out for that as well. But thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Martha. I enjoyed it.
And a big thanks to all of our listeners for choosing in, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air, thank you for making the natural choice.